What do Alaskans make of the geopolitical circus arriving? About our lives, but without our voice. Sidelined Ukrainians look on. Global plastic talks collapse as countries remain deeply divided. Far-right Israeli minister taunts prominent Palestinian prisoner. Flash floods kill nearly 200 in Pakistan and Pakistan-administered Kashmir. My family may be killed if deported, says son of Afghan caught in UK data breach. One dead and dozens injured as Danish train hits tanker and derails. Suspected French spy arrested in alleged Mali coup plot. Spain at extreme risk of new wildfires as 14 blazes spread. Israeli settlement plans will bury idea of Palestinian state, minister says. Our children are dying. Rare footage shows plight of civilians in besieged Sudan city. US warns of additional tariffs on India if Trump-Putin peace talks fail. Australia and Vanuatu agree to $328 million security and business deal. German states debate who invented bratwurst sausages. BBC defends investigation of Kenya child sex trafficking after hoax. Claims Melania Trump threatens to sue Hunter Biden for $1 billion over Epstein claim. FBI returns stolen conquistador document to Mexico. Dozens of migrants killed after boats capsize off Italian coast. Are mangoes good for diabetes? Indian studies challenge conventional wisdom. It's coming home, the undignified row over the body of Zambia's ex-president. In maps, the war-ravaged Ukrainian territories at the heart of the Trump-Putin summit. Chemistry on trial, how a professor tried to convince a court she didn't kill her husband. Relationship and new album, what we learned from Taylor Swift on Travis Kelce's podcast. Crime in DC, what do the figures say and how safe do people feel? Inside Australia's billion-dollar bid to take on China's rare earth dominance. How the Trump-Putin summit unfolded in under 2 minutes. A long way for nothing. BBC correspondents on Alaska meeting. Watch. Moment Trump and Putin meet in Alaska for Ukraine talks. Watch. Meteor shower seen in skies above UK. Watch. Passengers escape car hit by drone in Russia. US commerce debt widens products subject to steel, aluminum tariffs. Russia decree opens door for Exxon return to Sakhalin 1 project. Trump administration unveils stricter subsidy rules for wind, solar projects, exclusive. U.S. considered using Russian icebreakers for gas development. Ahead of summit, sources, USDA to build Texas facility to fight flesh-eating screwworms. Factbox, Russian energy export disruptions since start of Ukraine war. Draft MAHA commission report avoids pesticide crackdown, feared by farm groups. U.S. oil and gas rig count holds steady this week. Baker Hughes says Enterprise says Seaway oil pipeline system resumes full operations after leak. Air Canada, flight attendants deadlocked with strike looming. OpenAI staff looking to sell $6 billion in stock to SoftBank others, source says. Canada Labor Minister presses Air Canada union to intensify talks to resolve dispute. Meta plans fourth restructuring of AI efforts in 6 months, the information reports. Winklevoss twins. Gemini reveals lower revenue and wider loss in US IPO filing. Fitch cuts Spirit Airlines rating further into junk territory. Fitch maintains Romania's investment-grade rating, but budget strains remain. Jared Kushner's firm buys 8% stake in UK lender Oak North. Source says foreign holdings of US treasuries climbed to record $9.13 trillion in June. India plans sweeping consumption tax cuts by October to boost economy. US business inventories rise as expected in June. U.S. consumer sentiment weakens in August. Inflation expectations rise. Business inventories meet forecast with 0.2% increase, signaling steady consumer demand. Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index dips, revealing economic concerns. U.S. import prices rebound in July on higher consumer goods costs. Trump-Putin summit ends with no ceasefire in Ukraine war.